You're listening to SBS News.
The outbreak in 2003 of severe acute respiratory syndrome, known as SARS, is thought to have emerged from wet markets in Guangdong province. Wet markets are where fresh food and living stock can be bought for foods such as chickens, seafood, or wild animals. The World Health Organization says SARS was probably originally an animal virus, and a small number of cases may have occurred through animal-to-human transmission. Wet markets in China are also thought to be responsible for the coronavirus pandemic, but WHO says it doesn't know exactly how humans caught COVID-19. Humane Society International's Nicola Bynan is concerned wildlife markets could trigger future global pandemics unless governments take action.
We've known for a long time that wildlife markets are deadly to wild animals, but what we know now is that they're deadly to humans, and we can't do this by half measures. If we want to prevent a future pandemic, we need to clamp down on wildlife trade and clamp down on it comprehensively.
A dog in Hong Kong became infected with coronavirus, and a tiger in New York has also tested positive. But the WHO says there is no evidence to indicate the disease can be caught from a pet. Last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the future of wet markets could be in doubt.
We can clearly see the great risks to the health and well-being of the rest of the world as a result of these types of places and facilities. Now, I'm not making any criticisms of anyone. I'm not making any cultural references or anything like that. I mean, there are all sorts of different countries and we all live different ways. But it is important that when you're handling these types of food supplies and how they are provided to the public and how they're treated, these things can be very dangerous.
Mr. Morrison is urging the World Health Organization to turn its attention to the market's risks.
These markets, it's not the first time we've seen these types of viruses come out of these sorts of places. And we don't have them here, and there's a good reason. And I think this is a big challenge for the world into the future.
Liberal MP Jason Wood is praising the Prime Minister for showing strong leadership on the issue. Mr. Wood, the Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs, also wants all wildlife wet markets shut down because they can cause pandemics like SARS, and he says Chinese Australians are the victims. He is hit back at Labor for trying to turn the wet market debate into a question of racism. But Ms. Bynan says wildlife markets are not only held in Asia, but also Africa and South America.
Wildlife trade is a multi-billion dollar business, and wildlife markets where live animals are for sale is unfortunately quite prevalent in lots of places in the world.
Dr. Siobhan O'Sullivan is a social researcher from the University of New South Wales. She says even Australia has had wet markets.
What happened in countries like Australia, over time the wet markets were shut down, abattoirs were centralised and then eventually moved out of the city, and we moved to what's often referred to as kind of box meat trade, or people buy animals already slaughtered and processed and just cook the meat. But of course, in a lot of countries, that's not the case. There is still the practice of slaughtering animals, perhaps at the time they're being purchased, or taking animals home.
WHO has told SBS it doesn't advocate to prohibit markets because they are a source of livelihood for many and offer food security. The organisation said in a statement there is a need for regulation to reduce the risk of disease transmission. But Dr. O'Sullivan says changing culturally significant habits can take a while.
We all have our food taboos and our food kind of cultural practices that matter to us a great deal. So all around the world, changing cultural practice around food is very difficult. It takes a long time. But I think also the challenge is enforcement.
WHO argues with good hygiene and adequate facilities, it is possible to sell safe food at wet markets. It also says the Chinese government implemented stronger hygiene standards at the markets in February. The organisation also suggests the selling of live animals is held in a separate space. A petition on the website change.org addressed to US President Donald Trump calls for the markets in China to close, and it has so far attracted almost 4,000 names. Another petition to the United Nations has nearly reached its target of 50,000 signatures. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.